This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has said the government is taking proactive steps to integrate artificial intelligence into higher education. The president was addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, MESRA, in Ranchi today. President Murmu highlighted that the future will witness dramatic transformations driven by significant advancements in artificial intelligence and machine learning. The president emphasized that the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will play a pivotal role in building a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Bharat Tech 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Bharat Tech 2025, a mega global event, is taking place from February 14 to 17 at Bharat Mandapam. This event brings together the entire textile value chain from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one single roof. Bharat Tech platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman provided a clear picture of the Indian economy during her recent address in the Parliament. In a social media post, the Prime Minister shared the Finance Minister's speech in Parliament on the Union Budget and the introduction of the Income Tax Bill. Lauding her, Mr. Modi said she clearly represented the reform trajectory that the government is undertaking. The third edition of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam, an initiative fostering cultural and intellectual ties between Tamil Nadu and Kashi, commenced at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan and Dr. L. Murugan, along with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, will inaugurate the prestigious event. In anticipation of a large number of devotees coming to the Mahakumbh, the Uttar Pradesh Transport Corporation has announced the operation of 2,250 additional buses during the next 3 days. Uttar Pradesh's Minister of State for Transport, Daya Shankar Singh, has directed that officers will be placed at various temporary bus stations of Prayagraj so that the buses can operate smoothly. Meanwhile, the Prayagraj Sangam railway stations will remain closed today and tomorrow. The Central Vigilance Commission has ordered an inquiry into the allegations of irregularities in the construction and renovation of 6 Flagstaff Road bungalow, which was the residence of AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal during his tenure as Delhi Chief Minister. The CVC has asked the Central Public Works Department to conduct the inquiry on the complaint of senior BJP leader and Delhi MLA Vijendra Gupta. Talking to the media, Mr. Gupta said the CVC has taken cognizance based on facts. India and Sri Lanka today held talks to strengthen ties in critical minerals, exploration and mining. Minister of State for Coal and Mines Satish Chandra Dubey held a meeting with Minister of Industry and Entrepreneurship Development of Sri Lanka Sunil Handunetti in New Delhi. During the meeting, the discussions focused on fostering bilateral cooperation in mineral exploration and mining, particularly in securing critical minerals essential for economic and industrial growth of both the nations. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 people were killed and 19 injured when an SUV carrying passengers collided head-on with a speeding bus near major road crossing in Prayagraj district last night. The police commissioner of Prayagraj informed that a group of people were coming from Korba in Chhattisgarh in the SUV while the bus was on its way to Varanasi from Prayagraj. In hockey, both the Indian men's and women's team will be in action this evening in the 2024-25 season of the FIH Pro League. The women's team will face England at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar, while the men's team will take on Spain at 7:30 in the evening at the same venue. World number one tennis player Jannik Sinner has accepted a 3-month suspension after a settlement with the World Anti-Doping Agency over 2 positive doping tests. Sinner tested positive for trace amounts of cluster ball last March, which he attributed to accidental contamination from a trainer's treatment. And that is the end of this news bulletin.